The fall of Debbie Wasserman Schultz is dominating headlines at this week's convention in Philadelphia, but the news on Saturday was all about Kansas City area race Tim Kaine. Hillary Clinton picked the U.S. Senator from Virginia as her running mate. Before he was a senator, Tim Kaine was governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, but his rise to power began years before, as many people around here will know, at a place called Rockhurst High School, where he was president of the student body. We'd like to thank Tim Kaine. Earned his political chops in Kansas City. Joining us now on the phone is Steve Miller, a Kansas City attorney who went to Rockhurst with Tim Kaine, and we should say just happened to be Tim Kaine's vice president at Rockhurst. Mr. Miller, thank you for joining us.
Great to be with you.
Also join us two more classmates who went to Rockhurst with Tim Kaine, Keith Connor. Mr. Connor, welcome.
Good to be joining you, Stephen.
And Jay Reardon as well. Mr. Reardon, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. A lot of excitement going on right now.
So I guess my first question, and any of the three of you can answer this, is Tim Kaine as perfect as he's being portrayed by the Democratic Party?
Pretty dang near. I will say, you know, you learn a lot about people when you've watched them grow up from the time of 14 years old. And I think Tim is one of those people that has been very unaffected by the amount of success he's experienced. He was an honest, great guy to be around when we were in high school, and my experience of a friendship now that's lasted with him for 44 years is he's a great human being. And contrary to what the press has been saying, there's nothing boring about Tim Kaine. He is funny, lighthearted, and fun to be around.
Steve Miller, I seem to understand that you first met Tim Kaine on the very first day of class. You sat right next to him because everything was in alphabetical order.
They had 30 of us, the Jesuits did, at Rockhurst High School, and they lined us all up. And the way it worked out is that M came just after K, and that first day, Tim turned around and introduced himself to me, and we've been good friends since.
Keith, how often do you keep in touch with the presumptive vice presidential nominee?
I keep in touch sporadically like others do in the class. There's been a lot of activity recently because of our upcoming 40th reunion that Jay Reardon's on the line has coordinated a good email list, so have been a beneficiary of that. I did have the good opportunity to see Tim in November and then again in January. Came over to our house with a dozen or so other couples, and unfortunately Jay and Steve were out of town that time, but we had a good chance to interact with Tim and Ann and his three adult children to drop by on the way to dinner on the plaza. But, great outing.
Yeah, and to bring Jay Reardon into the conversation, Tim Kaine, not necessarily known for playing sports, but he was involved. He was a leader on campus. What were some of the things he was known for?
Well, as we call it at Rockhurst, we call them yell leaders as opposed to cheerleaders because they're male since we're an all-guy school. But Tim, if he wasn't participating in sports, he wanted to be part of it, and he was one of the lead yell leaders of the sport for football and for basketball, and just wanted to be a part of other things with classmates. And that's what's so fun to see. When he came in town for our 30th reunion, he was the governor at that point. And like Steve and Keith have both said, he wasn't any different when he was the governor with the Secret Service people at a friend's house that we all were gathering at than he was at Rockhurst the first day any of us met him.
Now we have three former classmates of now presumptive vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine on the phone with us as well. And since Tim Kaine does have deep Kansas City roots, we'll ask our listeners if they have any memories of Tim Kaine when he was growing up in the Kansas City area going to Rockhurst High School. You can call us at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Did you, for the three men on the line, Jay, Keith, or Steve, did you see potential in Tim back when you were in high school? Were you even thinking about things like that when you were teenagers yourselves? Could you see that there was something special on the horizon?
I think you could always see something special about Tim. I don't think even Tim ever anticipated where he is today. But Tim was one of those people that seemed to mix easily. As you know, all of us from high school, we have different cliques that develop, and people fall into those. And Tim was always someone that seemed to mix easily across a whole spectrum of people. And of course, as you alluded before, Tim was the president of our student body as a senior. So we always found him to be, you know, bright, articulate, fun, and funny to be around. We knew Tim would be successful at whatever he did. Just didn't know it might be Vice President of the United States.
We often hear about the mean side of politics. Is there an aggressive mean side to Tim Kaine? I mean, he seemed to be Hillary Clinton's foil in this this debate so far.
I've had a chance to follow Tim while he was mayor and governor and visit him in D.C., and I think what people will find is that Tim is very much a man of principle, and he will aggressively attack positions with logic and persuasion. But Tim, in my experience, has never attacked people. He will not use the personal insults and intimidation, but instead he will analyze the positions, and he'll attack those positions hard as being contrary to logic or good public policies. But he is not going to play the insult game.
Other impressions from the other two gentlemen?
Yeah, this is Keith Connor. Just seconding what Steve said. I mean, Tim is first and foremost a principled man and person, following in the creed of our high school, Men for Others, which he invoked in his introduction speech down in Miami this weekend. And, you know, he really embodies that in his persona, and I think you'll see that throughout the remainder of the campaign.
You know, and this is Jay, when I didn't go, I wish I could have, but when Tim and a group of some of you guys might have gone as well down to British Honduras in high school during a time that a lot of people would go on a spring break, and Tim went down there to witness and help with, you know, a country like that that's more of a third world country, and seeing the poverty and the challenges and helping build housing and other things. And that is the kind of thing that Tim just seems to love to do from when we keep in touch with him and what he's done politically so far. It was a unique start for him, and I think it probably changed his life a little bit, and now look where he is.
Watching him from afar, now involved in the hurly-burly of presidential politics, do you worry about him? Do you worry about what the next 3-4 months could do?
Steve, I think Tim knows what he's getting into. I mean, he has had some extremely tough races that he had to undertake as lieutenant governor when he got in at the last minute, and then as governor, and then as senator. And in some respects, those were harder in the fact that he didn't have as many resources as he has now, and also his children were younger at the time. Now, you know, he's kind of an empty nester, and I know that that hard on-the-road politicking was tough when kids were growing up. But Tim has prepared all his life for this moment, and it's going to be tough and it's going to be taxing, but I can't imagine a person that is better suited by temperament, work ethic, and personality to accomplish this than Tim.
And as Steve said, this is Jay, but if they try to dig up dirt on him, we don't think they're going to find anything. He just, when they say boring, that means he doesn't have skeletons in the closet, I guess. And that's a challenge that he's just ready for, because there's just nothing bad about him. He hasn't done anything that is going to haunt him later on. And that's kind of, that'll be fun to watch, because I know that dirt digging will be something that the other side's going to probably be doing.
A question here, I mean, not to put any of you on the political spot, but, you know, Kansas is a red state. It's you know, it's known for leaning Republican. I mean, even Johnson County as well, where Tim Kaine is from. Do you foresee that him being on the Democratic ticket would persuade any of your or your former Rockhurst classmates to vote Democratic, maybe for the first time in their lives?
Steve, we've kind of heard that a little bit, haven't we, Jay and Keith? We have a email string that that Jay helps to maintain, and so we've had emails flying back and forth, and I know that there are a lot of my fellow classmates that probably would ordinarily vote Republican, and knowing that Tim's on the ticket, they say, he's got my vote.
Yes, this is Keith. I just kind of second that. Personally, I'll just say that, you know, I did, my primary candidate didn't make it to the to the next run, so I'm looking for a new candidate to endorse, and I think I know where I'm headed. So, and I think others in our group of 200 are thinking similarly.
I guess final question, as we kind of end this segment, could any of you see Tim Kaine as President Tim Kaine?
This is Steve. And I think Tim answered that question a little bit on his 60-minute interview last night. There's not a person in America, I think, that is more equipped to be able to step into that role if he was called upon. And as he mentioned last night, I mean, it's always a daunting challenge if you look at a Truman, for instance, that was called on to replace FDR. That is a momentous event and has to be approached with a great deal of humility. But Tim has been successful at every point in his life on the biggest stages, and if he might ever be called upon, he'll be ready to step up, and the country would be blessed for it.
Well, you've heard of Bernie Bros. Maybe this is the Kaine crew? I don't know. Steve Miller, Keith Connor, and Jay Reardon, all former classmates of now presumptive vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine. They all went to Rockhurst together way back when. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us, giving us a little bit of insight into the man we're going to be hearing so much about this week.